Hey there, welcome back. I've got a really interesting, and honestly a bit concerning, story to dive into today. The Trump administration has actually directed Anthropic to prove that its upcoming Claude Fable 5 model has completely impenetrable safety guardrails before it can ever be released to the public. It's such a massive ask, right?
It is, and it's exactly where this gets complicated. Federal officials are essentially demanding that every single possible AI jailbreak be blocked before launch. But here's the thing. Cybersecurity researchers and AI developers are pushing back hard, arguing that this mandate is fundamentally misaligned with how large language models actually work.
I've been reading up on it, and it's fascinating. You know, AI jailbreaks are these carefully engineered prompts designed to trick models into bypassing their ethical boundaries or content filters. But because language models function as probabilistic, context-dependent systems rather than static firewalls, they just interpret language so flexibly.
And that's precisely the challenge. That inherent flexibility creates unavoidable vulnerabilities. Right now, guardrails rely on a mix of pre-training alignment, reinforcement learning from human feedback, and real-time filtering. But these systems exist in a continuous cat-and-mouse dynamic with researchers, hobbyists, and malicious actors who are constantly discovering new bypass techniques.
It's honestly a bit overwhelming to think about. And security experts keep emphasizing that absolute prevention is just a technical impossibility. Even if we somehow patched every known vulnerability today, new edge cases and linguistic exploits will inevitably emerge. Demanding a system with zero vulnerabilities really does misunderstand the nature of transformer-based AI.
Exactly. And when regulation is built on technical impossibilities, it risks stifling innovation without actually delivering meaningful public safety benefits. The critical takeaway here is that AI policy needs to shift away from chasing theoretical perfection and start prioritizing practical resilience.
I completely agree. So, what does that actually look like in practice?
Instead of unachievable mandates, regulators should focus on measurable, enforceable standards. Think rapid response protocols for newly discovered vulnerabilities, transparent incident reporting, robust user verification for high-risk applications, and industry-wide threat intelligence sharing. Holding companies accountable for negligence remains important, but penalizing them for the inherent limitations of probabilistic AI only slows down technological progress.
That's such a refreshing perspective. It really highlights that moving forward, effective AI safety requires direct collaboration between policymakers and engineers. We can't just have one side dictating rules the other side can't technically fulfill.
Precisely. Regulatory frameworks should emphasize continuous improvement, adaptive monitoring, and realistic safeguards that actually balance safety, usability, and innovation. By grounding policy in technical reality rather than political idealism, the industry can build resilient AI systems that protect users without sacrificing progress.
Love that. It's all about working together to build something safe, but also something that actually works. Thanks for breaking that down so clearly.